Z ticket, Mike. I was dancing on the clouds when my Philadelphia Eagles destroyed the Dallas Cowboys. It wasn't even fun anymore as my phone blew up and everybody was calling me from Philly and everybody was calling me in Dallas too to lament on their side of it what happened with the Cowboys. They just a complete old-fashioned butt-whipping. So the Cowboys are out of the playoffs, and it's been interesting to see what's evolved in the NFL. Easy ticket, Mike. Happy New Year to you. Sorry about those Cowboys, huh?
Oh, that's all right. The Cowboys, you know, they finished their season 2 weeks ago, right before they played Baltimore. They looked absolutely terrible.
Oh, no kidding, huh?
Sunday. I mean, the score, I mean, that looked like Oklahoma Sooners against some opponents. I mean, they're usually, running up. It could have easily been, 70 points that the Eagles scored against them. I mean, they just look, terrible. What I'm seeing is the Cowboys, if they're going to do anything this next year, they're going to have to make some major changes. They've got a lot of high-priced athletes there, and usually what happens, Jerry Jones, he said that he's not going to get rid of Wade Phillips. I like Wade Phillips, but that's usually what you have to start with to revamp a team. And, what they've done, they fell apart the end of last season in the playoffs, and they just look terrible here for the last seven weeks.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you want to get tickets to see my Eagles in Minnesota to take on the Viking, which I think they will roll over the Vikings, they have the momentum. Easy Ticket is, Mike, is the place to go. Go to www.easy-ticket.com. As we fondly like to say on this show, and we don't want to beat you over the head with it, but it's so true, over 80,000 events nationwide. As we are a national show, we're on Dallas on KVCE, but we're on in Connecticut and Illinois and everywhere in between. So your favorite team might be in the playoffs. That's the place to look for tickets. Hey, and speaking of the playoffs in the NFL, now we got these bowl games going on. Crazy stuff. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens in that championship game. Is there any tickets to even be had?
Oh, yeah. We've got lots of tickets to, the BCS. We've got a good number for the Fiesta Bowl. I'm looking for Texas to beat Penn State in that. We've got, really all the major bowls are starting on Thursday. I see the Rose Bowl, USC's. I think they're going to roll over Penn State. And the Orange Bowl's coming up, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl. I see Alabama winning the Sugar Bowl. And like I said, Texas is probably going to win the Fiesta Bowl. But I think that Florida's going to win the whole thing again this year. So, but we've got some great seats for all the bowl games, even some of the smaller ones.
Oh, yeah, so that's good to know, and we already told you what the website was. I disagree with you, by the way. I don't think Florida's going to win. I agree with Chris Ricks and some of the other guys that I've talked to. I think Oklahoma's going to prevail in that one, but I hope we see at least a close game and not a blowout like we saw with Philly and with Dallas in the pros. How about hockey in the NBA? Because we're just starting to really roll now. We got a couple of months under our belt. This is when it starts to get interesting, I think, don't you?
Yeah, and really – in the NHL, the Bruins in the East and the Sharks in the West, they're both dominating their own divisions. Both of them are about 10 points ahead of everybody else. My Dallas Stars, I mean, they're ringing up the cellar. They don't pull it up, pretty soon. They're going to be out of the playoffs come April.
Mm.
And they lost to the Sharks last night, 3-1. Of course, like I said, the Sharks are just looking really awesome. They're, like I said, they're about 10 points ahead of everybody else. But they've got a game at noon on January 1st up in Chicago. It's called the Winter Classic. They had one last year. Last year it was, I think, the Penguins and I forget who. Anyway, this one, it's going to be the Detroit Red Wings and the Chicago Blackhawks. And what it is an outdoor game, but there's been a lot of excitement for it, and it's in all places like Wrigley Field.
Yeah, crazy. I know all that what you're talking about. Last year they had what is over 30,000 seats or something like that, and it's crazy to.
It was like 71,000. It was sold out. This is a small venue compared to that. It's only I think 41,000 seats, but looks like it's going to be sold out. But we do have some tickets. It was Blackhawk fans and that had season tickets got some. Red Wing fans, they got some, and they're out there, and we can get you some seats. But surprisingly, the upper level seats are a lot better than the ones close down, because the ones down in the lower sections, they have a little bit limited view. So if anyone happens to go to it, they better be up in about the 300 and 400, even the 500 section. They have great views from there.
Yeah, cool. All right, Easy Ticket Mike, you take care. Happy New Year. Drive safe. Be happy, and we'll see you in 2009.
Okay, you have a good and safe New Year's yourself, Kate.
Excellent. We love Easy Ticket Mike. And he just gave you more reasons why to go to his website, pick up tickets. Anywhere you're listening to me, baby, he's got the tickets. It's www. We have to say that all the time. Easy-ticket.com. Blagovich. Or Blagovich. Either way you say it, he's in hot water. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but he knew that. He threw out his candidate, though, for that Senate seat. Interesting. Coming up next, Marty Haugill, the executive director of the Institute for Health Technology Studies in D.C. What in the world are we going to talk about? A ton. Hang with us here on ATN.
Feel free to castigate the appointor, but don't lynch the appointor.
Happens to go to it, the better be up in about the 300 and 400, even the 500 section. They have great views from there.
Yeah, cool. All right, Easy Ticket Mike, you take care. Happy New Year. Drive safe. Be happy, and we'll see you in 2009.
Okay, you have a good and safe New Year's yourself, Kate.
Excellent. We love Easy Ticket Mike. And he just gave you more reasons why to go to his website, pick up tickets. Anywhere you're listening to me, baby, he's got the tickets. It's www. We have to say that all the time. Easy-ticket.com. Blagovich or Blagovich. Either way you say it, he's in hot water. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but he knew that. He threw out his candidate, though, for that Senate seat. Interesting. Coming up next, Marty Haugill, the executive director of the Institute for Health Technology Studies in D.C. What in the world are we going to talk about? A ton. Hang with us here on ATN.
Feel free to castigate the appointor, but don't lynch the appointor.